This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Well, with the hustle of the holidays, maybe you missed this a few days ago, that when the president signed the farm bill, there was bipartisan criticism of that legislation. I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
They were throwing around that word bipartisan the other day. And anytime you hear that word, my goodness, you might listen a little bit closely, because it seems so rare to hear of something happening in Washington with bipartisan support in these partisan times. But with the signing of the Farm Bill last week, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue called it a, quote, good bipartisan vote in Congress. He said, while we didn't get everything we had hoped to get of the bill, it's a very stable bill, as he put it, for agriculture and for consumers as well. Yes, for consumers. One element of the Farm Bill, of course, is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And there had been that plan proposed by Republican Senator Michael Conaway of Texas to plug in some regulations to tighten up the provisions of the SNAP program. Well, the Farm Bill didn't pass that way. So on the same day that the bill was signed, there was a rule proposed by the administration that would indeed tighten the requirements for the benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The proposed rule, which is now in a 60-day public comment period, would allow states to waive the requirement only in areas where unemployment is above 7%. That's the work requirement I'm talking about. If the unemployment is above 7%, and it's much less than that right now. Debbie Stabenow, the Democratic senator from Michigan, was not happy. She said it ignores the, quote, the bipartisan farm bill that the president was signing. She said that provision disregarded over 20 years of history, giving states flexibility to request waivers. And a Republican senator didn't like the farm bill either. He voted against it. Republican Senator Charles Grassley from Iowa. I'll be back after this.